皆さんこんにちは、筒由紀子です。 Hello everyone, thank you for tuned and welcome to Japanese Music Quest Kootenai Cove Radio CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson 107.5 FM in New Denver. From the internet, it's musicquest.jpn.org. I'm your host, Yukiko Tsutsui. We started with this opening theme this new season, Gakuen Tengoku by Finger Five. They are described as the Japanese Jackson Five. And Gakuen Tengoku, that means maybe I can translate as a school paradise. We will introduce many kinds of Japanese music, not only traditional, but also pop, rock, jazz, and lots of others. Today, for New Year's, we will have a special guest, Brittany Meyerhofer. She released her first album, The Tortoise Forfeits. She released this album the end of last year. And Brittany and I studied in Selco College music program together. So I'm really excited about that. Music and language are the best way to get to know about the culture. As I fell in love with North American culture, I hope you will be interested in Japan more and more. Please enjoy hottest Japanese music and culture for 60 minutes. それではこれから1時間、日本の曲と楽しいトークにお付き合いください。皆さん、明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。Happy New Year, everyone! I hope you had wonderful holidays. And maybe some people are still having holidays or not. I don't know. So today is the first show of this year, 2009. Wow, time goes so fast. And thank you so much for tuned the show on to the show, Japanese Music Quest.And I'm so glad that this is the fifth season since I started this show on September 2007. Wow, it's been over a year. So this is the first show on this year. And just in case if you have never listened to this show before, I'd like to introduce myself a little bit. And my name is Yukiko Tsutsui.And I am born in Akita City. It's placed in the northwest in Japan. When I was in elementary school, I saw the famous movie. I think everybody knows this movie, Back to the Future. And I fell in love with Michael J. Fox. And he's from Canada, right? From Vancouver. He grew up in Vancouver, I believe. And I decided to study English so hard.And come to Canada because I really, really wanted to, you know, master English and speak to Michael J. Fox. And I think this changed my life. I fell in love. I totally got into the North American culture and music through this movie, Back to the Future. And I took English major in college in my hometown and I moved to Tokyo after I graduated the college. One of the most exciting work I had in Tokyo, I had lots of work, so many kinds of work in Tokyo, but one of the most exciting work was a wedding singer. I really love music and I took voice lesson. It's been for over 10 years, but I've been taking voice lesson and, I became a wedding singer, and I sang with a group at many hotels and restaurants around Tokyo and area. Then, finally, my dream had come true. I saved lots of money in Tokyo, and I moved to Canada in February 2005 and traveled across the country in Canada for 6 months. And I had so much fun to volunteering for various festivals, events, and exchange works, such as Pride Toronto. That was so fun. I did mobile marshal. So I walked, you know, I led the parade, Pride Toronto, and Ottawa Blues Festival. And I worked in hostel in Nanaimo, and I volunteered for Casual Jazz Festival or a Global Inspiration Conference here, and Film Festival, seniors communities, and I worked as woof in Nelson. And another of my dream came true in Canada. I was longing to have music education since I was a teenager. And finally, I graduated Segal College Contemporary Music and Technology Program last year, April 2008, here in Nelson. So, yes, I'm really glad to be in Canada, and I'm glad to have this show. Such a really good thing. So now I would like to introduce one of my song, which I wrote on this holiday. And actually, I haven't named this song yet, and I haven't finished this song. So I finished first verse and first chorus. So yeah, this is a really sounds like Japanese pop. I meant to write really sounds like Japanese cheesy pop song. So, and this song is for Christmas, so it's kind of a little bit out of date, but I hope you will enjoy it. This, for now, I'd say Japanese J-pop holiday song written by me, Yukiko Tsutsui. So yes, this song I haven't named this song yet, and this song I wrote, maybe I will say for now, J-pop holiday song, written by Yukiko Tsuji, me. So I hope you liked this song. It's this is basically I wrote for Christmas, but I couldn't make it. I couldn't finish this song before the Christmas, so I just named it holiday song. And still, I haven't finished it. So maybe I will say after holiday song. I don't know, whatever. So I'd like to play another my song, Shouli here. And this song I wrote when I was in the music school. Maybe I wrote this song 2 years ago. And this song about hometown called Kokyo. And I'm singing, I miss, well, how many times I have to say goodbye, which I really, which a place which I really loved. And basically this song is missing some places when I leave or my hometown. So, and this song I, well, this is MIDI computer music, but pretending it's sanshin. Japanese three instrument, a three strings instrument, and I made this song sounds a little bit Japanese style. So please enjoy the song called Kokyo by Yukiko Tsuji. So this is a song, this was a song called Kokyo, that means hometown, written by me, Yukiko Tsutsui. And yeah, I think some of you guys already noticed this song I'm always using for this radio show, like between the each corner, identify my radio show. So yeah, this is a song that I'm always using. And Kokyo means hometown, and this song means I'm missing hometown or somewhere at the place I really loved. So yeah, I hope you liked it. So on next corner, I will introduce Japanese New Year custom and tradition. So please stay tuned.
FM in Nelson.
You are listening to Kutni Co-op Radio 93.5 FM in Nelson. www.kutnicoopradio.com on the internet. This is Japanese Music West, and I'm your host, Yukiko Tsutsui. And I'd like to introduce about Japanese New Year. So in Japan, New Year's Day is the most important season through the year. It seems like in North America, Christmas is really important. But in Japan, we don't usually have Christmas holiday. Instead, we take New Year's holiday. And this is really important to us. And We do really unique things during this season. So one of the really different thing is, I would say, otoshidama. Have you heard that? So otoshidama, we can receive the money. Well, not including me. Usually parents or relatives, like elder people, give the money to the young people. Maybe I would say till high school. Maybe high school students still can receive those money from their parents or relatives and neighbors. Well, close neighbors, I would say. And it's kind of, I think to you guys, maybe sounds a little bit awkward to just receive the money. And usually we put money on the envelope, and it is a otoshidama. That means, it's so hard to explain, but it's kind of year's fortune, I think. It's a year's gift, New Year's gift. And how much we can receive is, for example, like a really, really young child, maybe three years old or 5 years old child, maybe they will receive, I'd say, $10, about $10 to $20 from each person. So it's going to be ended up much more. If their parents gave them and also relatives gave them $10 each or $20 each, it's going to ended up a lot of money. So guess, you know, the high school kids or junior high school kids, maybe I would say they can receive $50 to $100 from each of, you know, relatives or parents. So, yeah, it's actually a lot of money. Don't you think, Brittany? And actually, here's a guest we have, Brittany Meyerhofer,
Meyerhofer.
Did I say right?
Yeah, very close, yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like to introduce you guys on next corner about her a lot. But briefly, she graduated music college with me. Well, I graduated 1 year after her. I took 3 years. But so she graduated Tega College, and she just released her CD.
Yes, with my new band, The Tortoise Forfeits, we just released our first debut CD. We're really excited about it.
Cool. So I'm so excited to talk about that on Next Corner. So, Brittany, what do you think in Otoshidama? We have the kind of custom in Japan. So have you heard that before?
No. I think I've heard... maybe briefly about it, but I don't know much about it, unfortunately.
You've heard that briefly?
I've heard it briefly, yeah. I can't really remember where at.
So, but to you, is it sounds weird? That just we receive just money?
Just money? So there's no gifts involved. It's just no. Money. Yeah. I think, is it, from what I gather, is it like, so it's a sign of good fortune to come? Like it's almost like a good luck sort of gift as well, like not just for the money's sake, but in hopes that more will come to that person's way. Is that
I think
the idea?
They wish, you know, they wish their luck with the money, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I don't think that sounds awkward at all. It sounds incredibly generous.
Yeah, it is actually generous. And then I remember maybe I had received till I was in a college or something.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was surrounded by a really generous, you know, adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. It must have really helped you out throughout your high school and your college years.
For sure.
Yeah.
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 And the most exciting event for kids on the, you know, Christmas, not Christmas, New Year's season is count the money,
mm-hmm.
end of the New Year's, you know.
After they've received each person's gift. Yeah.
And then it's to me, it's kind of really funny. Always children gathered and, let's go to the room and count the money. So how much did you receive? I've got $30. What about you? Oh, I got $20.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it always, you know, how can I say, depends on the year, how great, I mean, how old are you or something like that.
Yeah.
Because
so do you get more as you get older?
I would say so, yeah. Because it's ridiculous if the 3 years old kid has $50 for something.
Yeah,
so
that's huge to a 3 year old.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So something like that. So this is one of the most exciting things to children. And in Japan, lots of cuisine, like New Year's cuisine in Japanese, traditional New Year's cuisine we have, for example, well, actually, I'm looking up the internet here because I personally haven't heard those osechi ryori. It is a osechi ryori. That means special side dishes for Japanese New Year's. And osechi ryori are the special side dishes eaten on the first 3 days of the New Year. So actually, it's already, you know, it's too late. So... yeah, first 3 days of the New Year. So those osechi ryori, Japanese traditional New Year's cuisine, we put layer box, for example, three-layered box. Does it make sense? Mm-hmm. Like there's small, fancy, lots of cuisines in a three-layered box.
Okay. Like little hors d'oeuvres almost? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, there's a picture, but you can, listeners can't see, but if you Google osechi, you know, it shows the pictures. And one of the most important cuisine is black soybeans. And this also, this means... how do you say it? We consider it's a health for good luck, you know, health kind of thing. And also, ozoni. Ozoni is a kind of cup of the soup, but it contains the mochi. It's a rice rice cake.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the rice cake? I mean, like a really sticky, white, Japanese...
No, I can't say that I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think in Nelson, it's it's not so much popular.
Right.
But I believe in Vancouver, lots of people have seen it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So ozoni, this is one of the most, how do you say, popular. We eat ozoni, like a rice, sticky rice cake in the New Year's days.
That's like a traditional sort of dish.
It is really, really traditional. And also in osechi ryori, I mean Japanese New Year's cuisine, we have datemaki. That means sweet rolled omelette. Actually contains lots of sugar, so it's sweet, you know, rolled omelette. And kamaboko is a broiled fish paste. Does it make sense to you?
Like mashed up fish?
Yeah, and then it looks like a white and pink.
Okay, and you broil it. You broil it? You cook it at a high temperature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
Broiled fish paste. And traditionally, slices red and white. Actually, it does look like pink, not even red. But the red and white kamaboko, again, it's a fish paste, are alternated in rows or arranged in a pattern, it is said. And in Japan, red and white is really, you know, good luck. I mean, if you celebrate something, we use red and white. So it means we are celebrating the New Year's and stuff.
Nice.
So those fancy cuisine we usually eat in the New Year's, but personally, I haven't eaten so much. You know why?
Why?
Because we are lazy.
Oh.
Because it takes
a lot of work?
Yeah, it takes lots of work.
To prepare.
And actually, I believe some family cooked by themselves, but I believe most of the family just order it from somewhere.
Oh, interesting.
Because it takes so long.
Yeah.
But mochi cooking, cooking mochi and stuff, it's really traditional. So I remember I ate, you know, mochi every, you know, New Year's. It's called ozoni. So, but not osechi ryori, it's a really fancy, you know, cuisine.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Have you found it on any menus in Nelson at all?
Oh, no.
No, it not wouldn't be all. On...
Oh,
no.
Maybe just a few of them from the cuisine. Maybe sweet, you know.
Sweet
omelette mix or something like that. Maybe we can, you know, we can make omelette everywhere. So we can make it.
Yeah.
Or I don't think we have kazunoko. That is herring roll?
I've seen herring rolls, but I don't know if they're prepared in the same way.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
The ones I've seen are pickled. Like in a jar, pickled herring rolls I've seen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I don't... I take it those ones aren't pickled.
I'd like to try that. I haven't seen that in, you know, in North America.
Yeah.
And kombu, maybe we can prepare this. Have you heard kombu? It's a seaweed. It's a Japanese seaweed. And maybe we can make black soybeans, of course, for sure, for sure. And I think it's so many small dishes. I mean, I'm so afraid, you know, listeners can't see the pictures, but if you can find the pictures, it's three layers, you know, three or more layers.
It looks like three layers kind of separated into a bunch of little segments, and each dish is put in each segment.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm so glad, you know, somebody English speakers explained it a bit more. So, yes, so I haven't had a osechi ryori actually in my life in Japan. It's weird, but this is a traditional, even I haven't heard. So you guys, how do you guys doing on New Year's Day here?
Well, I think it's a little let me think. There's not a lot of tradition, I don't think. I think for the most part, the only tradition I can think of that I've ever experienced is to drink champagne when the clock hits 12, kiss somebody when the clock hits 12.
I didn't do that.
No, I tried. But
you tried.
Yeah, nice. My partner wasn't quite close enough, so.
Oh.
But we got there eventually, but but that's the only traditions I can think of. It's, and I guess lots of times people will like make noise, like have noisemakers, you know, so like horns and like kind of like kazoo type things.
So I have a question. What if somebody couldn't kiss in the New Year?
Then it's awkward.
Really?
Maybe. It depends on what kind of party they go to.
Is it too late?
Well, no, not too late. I'm sure they could kiss someone later. But
is it that has to be your boyfriend or girlfriend or
probably someone? Not.
Oh no?
No. It depends on who you are, I guess, and who you like to kiss. But
oh, okay.
Yeah. It's kind of you're just supposed to basically express your love for the people in your life by.
Okay, so I have to find someone. Because in Japan, we don't have that kind of, custom.
Yeah. It's more kind of, I think, a jovial sort of thing, like just kind of a fun thing.
Is that the full lips?
Lips on lips, maybe. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But maybe. But you could hug a friend, too.
Yeah, or, I did that.
Yeah, so that works, too. It's just an expression of caring for someone around you, just to wish them a really happy
New Year. But it's nicer to have somebody to kiss, right?
Well, probably, yeah.
Well, I will find it.
Okay.
So anyway, on the next corner, I would like to introduce Brittany Meyerhofer.
Yes.
She just released her album end of the last year, so please stay tuned.
FM in Nelson.
You are listening to Kuni Corp Radio 93.5 FM in Nelson. And you can also listen to the show from the internet www.kunicorpradio.com. This is Japanese Music West. I'm your host, Yukiko Tsutsui. And here we have a special guest, Brittany Meyerhofer.
Hello, everybody.
So, yes, she just released her album end of last year. And briefly, I would like to introduce her. She graduated music college with me, Selko College Music Program, 2 years ago, I guess.
2 years ago, yeah, 2007, yeah. Yes.
2007?
Yeah.
A year before me, actually.
Yeah.
And, Brittany was my class, is that right,
yeah,
English?
Yeah,
was my classmate, and we studied same, classes and most of the...
and songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
It was really fun and really intense, but we did it.
Learned a lot.
Yeah. So, Brittany, would you like to introduce your album?
Yeah, definitely. We're new on the Nelson music scene. We're a band called the Tortoise Forfeits. And we started recording this summer and we got an album in. And we're really, really happy with it. And we're really, really excited to kind of share it with everyone. I guess this would be our debut sort of album. And we're just really excited to share it with everybody.
Nice. And you also recorded for Kuni compilation album, right?
Last summer? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We recorded our album out at Serpico Audio Productions in Tagum. They actually recorded it for us and mastered it as well and mixed. It turned out just awesomely. And they put on a festival called Sound Vibes every summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we were invited to play there, and that was so much fun. And we are on the Sound Vibes compilation album, which is, it's really quite an honor because there's lots of really great Kootenai musicians on there as well. So
yes,
we were really, really excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I just have a question. It's a kind of, I don't know, it's a kind of personal question to me. I mean, for you? I just wondering, to me, you looks like Superwoman.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, because she was taking full time, at school, and she was working in same time, like every weekend.
Yeah.
But, and the school was so hard, so intense, so busy. And we usually don't have time to work if you're taking music, you know, major. And you're working every weekend and doing everything in the perfect, you know, in time. And also, you really, how do you say, driven to your goal.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
What makes you, you know?
Well, I guess what makes me so driven is just the passion I have for music. It's something that really speaks to my soul, and it's something I feel like I can really just completely abandon myself to and completely let go to. So I'd say, yeah, just the passion I have for the music itself is what drives me to work hard at it, for sure.
It's
yeah.
easy to say, but it's not easy to do it, right?
Sometimes
you're just exhausted. Yeah.
Sometimes,
you
know? I just want to, I guess I still do get a lot of like relaxing time in. But sometimes you kind of have to kick your butt into doing it. But once I'm doing it, then I'm so glad that I took the initiative. But yeah, sometimes it's definitely hard to get motivated, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'm always, you know, impressed and amazed by her. I mean, because she's always working in full-time, and still now you're working as full-time. And when you are at college, taking course full-time and also working. And so anyway, what is your influence in music?
Well, quite a few influences. With this particular project, I'd say, you know, a lot of influence by Rilo Kiley, Jenny Lewis. I'm really into her stuff and her writing. I find it really does speak to me. Another influence I absolutely adore is Jeff Buckley.
Nice.
He's been someone who's really, definitely been a positive influence on my music, I think, anyways.
Wow.
Those two would probably be my biggest at this point with this particular project. I guess that would be about it. And also, like, just life in general, just my, you know, experiences in the past and just with people and situations. Those have really influenced me in a lot of my writing, of course. So,
cool.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Do you want to introduce one of your songs now?
Sure, yeah. The first song that is going to play here, it's the first cut off the album. It's called Shine Bright, Song for Elise. The inspiration for this song was my very, very good friend and roommate of a year, Elise Ross. She passed away suddenly. And it really had a huge impact. Yeah, it was incredibly sad. And, it, you know, of course, a lot of emotions get stirred up when something like that happens. So, this song is definitely for her and dedicated to her.
Mm-hmm. Because I know her, too. So I've met her at your place. So
yeah, she was, like, amazing. She's one person where you can honestly say she's positively influence every person that she's come across.
Wow. So
just a gem.
Is this a first song on the album?
First cut off the album.
Wow.
Yeah. Shine Bright, Song for Elise.
Okay. By?
By Brittany Meyerhofer. Tortoise Forfeits.
I wish that would have been me.
So that was a song called Shine Bright, a song for Alice by Tortoise Four Fizz.
Yes, Yuki, that's right.
That's a good awesome song.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Yeah, we were really happy with the way it turned out, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is a song for your friend.
My friend Elise, yeah, mm-hmm. Elise Ross, who passed away. Yeah.
So what instrument are you playing this song?
Well, when we play live, I'm singing and playing bass, electric mm-hmm. bass. And
That's a new one.
It's a new one, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, I'm coming along for sure. I'm feeling more and more confident with it. I kind of am used to playing acoustic guitar, so yes. It's definitely a fun sort of endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Rich Feely from Mr. Feely and the Touch playing guitar and mm-hmm. and also singing with me, and he's great, of course.
And then
we've got Aaron Wrench on drums, also from Mr. Feely and the Touch. So yeah, I'm really stoked to be playing with those two. They're really amazing musicians, and
nice.
I feel like we have a really good chemistry, so cool. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with it, for sure.
Yeah, I've seen your guys' performance before. That was really good. It's really decent.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.
So on next corner, I'd like to introduce another her song, so please stay tuned.
FM in Nelson.
You've been listening to Kuni Co-op Radio 93.5 FM in Nelson. This is Japanese Music West, and I'm your host, Yukiko Tsui. And today we are having special guest here, Brittany Meyerhofer. Sorry, what is your family name from?
Oh, it's German.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's a hard one for most English-speaking people to pronounce, so well, I really commend you. I can't believe you. It's a hard one, for sure.
And
yeah.
Your band is?
Our band is the Tortoise Four Fizz.
How the band name came up?
Well, originally, a couple years ago, I had a dream that I was playing to a large stadium crowd, and I was in this band called the Tortoise Four Fizz, and it really just stuck with me, and I was really kind of exploring as to what on earth could this mean. And I've decided that it means that, you know, this world is so fast paced these days
uh-huh.
that there's not even any room for a tortoise in the race. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
it's now the hare and the Mustang. Like the tortoise gives up because it just doesn't want to participate in this crazy, like, fast paced world that we're in. So
totally.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Thank you very much.
Really unique.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's really cool thing to, you know, it came up on your dream.
Yeah, definitely. It was, it's just something that stuck with me. So I thought I'd better do something with it.
And it sounds really like Nelson.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, I know. Kootenai time, the tortoise, maybe something there. Yeah.
Nice. So do you have a kind of memory, how do you say, which song are you really have a strong,
like, emotional attachment? Well, I guess individually each of them really means something to me
a
bit. One, of course, Shine Bright, song for Elise,
mm-hmm.
really that one was very emotional for me, of course, because of the song content and because of the, you know, loss of Elise. It really
mm-hmm.
inspired a lot of emotion and a lot of creativity in me.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that I'm really quite attached to is Ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Another song, it's the last song on the album, and it's just a really sort of an emotional song about just like hiding something inside and just wanting to be able to scream and let it all out, right? So it's definitely another really sort of one that I'm attached to, for sure.
Cool. So we'd like to, you know, listen to that song Ashes, and where we can get those CDs?
Well, they're available at a few places in town. I've got them at Pack Rat Annie's and Otter Books and Fat Angel and CD Plus down in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
So they are available at those four stores, and they're also available online at www.thetortoiseforfeits.com.
tortoiseforfeits.com. How do you spell again? Maybe
so it'll be the Tortoise Forfeits. So T-H-E-T-O-R-T-O-I-S-E foreflights.com.
There you go.
It's a couple of really hard words to spell, but, you know, maybe.
So if you are not in Nelson, maybe you can just go to the internet.
To the website, exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do you have MySpace too?
Also MySpace, yep, okay. myspace.com/thetortoiseforfeits.
Cool.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, Yuki.
And do you have a show coming? Or
we do have a couple shows coming up. February 6th, we'll be playing a more intimate set at the Coconut Lounge. Mm-hmm. And wow, okay. Yeah, so that's Friday, February 6th. And March 6th is also a Friday. We'll be playing our official CD release party at the Royal.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're very excited.
Do you have a Japanese song?
I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Sure, this is Japanese.
I know.
Radio show. What do you think?
Let's see here. I originally wrote Ashes in Japanese, and then okay. I translated it to English.
Oh, that's
yes,
too
that's
bad.
The story.
So,
yes.
Next time you should.
Next time I'll have a Japanese song for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So
it's a deal.
Let's listen to the song Ashes, and this song is
the last cut of the album.
Okay. Here you go.
How clever. The summons of secrecy.
And thank you so much for coming to this radio show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, Yuki. It's been a blast.
And your CD is available on the online.
Online, www.thetortoiseforfeits.com.
Here you go. So thank you so much. And I'm really looking forward to your show coming.
Thank you, Yuki.
Okay. And thank you so much for listening to Japanese Music West Kudni Kob Radio. And we're gonna say goodbye with this tune tonight. Sorry, I'm gonna cut in your song, Rini. This song called Happa by Japanese Canadian taiko group Fubuki Daiko from the album Zanshin. And so thank you so much, and Happy New Year! Ake mashite omedetou gozaimasu! それではまた来週お会いしましょう。 See you again on next week! さよなら! Bye!